Preparation to tefillah, known as hachana, simply means to spend a few minutes clearing your mind of other thoughts, of worries, of anxieties, distractions, and focusing on what we're about to do, tefillah, davening. This isn't a midas chasidus. It's not something for holy and pious people alone, because it's a halacha. It's a prerequisite to kavana. That's how the Rambam describes having kavana, is by giving this few moments of preparation. And kavana is a halachic component of tefillah. It's impossible to get up and daven, just dropping whatever we're in the middle of, and think that we'll be able to have kavana. Chazal have already taught us the secret. And if they say that the only way to focus is by stopping a little time before davening to clear the mind, then that's the only method that'll work. The great pious men, the Chassidim Harishayim, their tefillah was so elevated and pure, it required an hour worth of preparation, where they distanced themselves from this world in order to daven. But for the average person, that's not necessary, but preparation is imperative. And without it, maybe we can convince ourselves that we can just get through the davening and focus, but at most we'll make it through one bracha or a half a bracha, but after that we'll lose our kavana, because we didn't do what Chazal said has to be done. The Gemara gives us more halachas of this nature. It says you shouldn't start davening while lightheaded, kalas rish, when in a fight, when in anger, only from Torah, from learning, and from Simcha Shal Mitzvah, doing mitzvahs. These things confuse the heart, lightheadedness, fight. And Chazal say the only option is to start davening after some learning or doing mitzvahs. And who can do differently than Chazal and think that it'll work? But there's a deeper aspect to Hachana. The Gemara that we just quoted says you shouldn't start davening from sadness, anger, just Torah and Simcha Shal Mitzvah. It has an interesting Rashi. Rashi says, what's Simcha Shal Mitzvah? He answers, like the way we talk about the redemption from Mitzrayim before we start Shachris Shemoneh Esrei, and the way we say Ashrei before we start Mincha. This means the halacha of Smichas Geula L'Tfila, to talk about Geula, meaning Yitzias Mitzrayim, before starting Shemoneh Esrei. Rashi in another place explains this further. He brings the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that someone who doesn't talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim before starting Shemoneh Esrei, someone who isn't Soimech Geula L'Tfila, is like a friend of the king who knocks on the door of the king's chamber, seeking an audience, and then the king finally opens the door. He sees that his friend has stepped out somewhere. So the king goes back inside, closes the door, he leaves. Therefore, the Yerushalmi says, we need to bring the king close first, through speaking his praises, being mishabeach him. How? By talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then we can approach him and daven. So we see an amazing thing here. Without the proper preparation for davening, it's like trying to talk to your friend from across a crowded, noisy room. If your friend is close by, you can talk, but from across the room, you'll hear a word or two, lose half the sentence, and it'll be a very frustrating and disjointed communication. So likewise, if we try to talk with Hashem, but haven't set aside all these emotions and distractions first, they take up all the space between us, and we have to talk over them. Hashem opens the door, and we're simply not there. That's why it's so important to take the time to think a little, to focus and remove other thoughts, so that we can come close to Hashem and then be able to daven.